This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, The Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
And you are listening to the Victoria Police Community Hour. My name is Scott Davis. I'm from the Victoria Police Academy. Sitting next to me is Gabrielle Tyack.
Yeah, Northwest Metro gay and lesbian liaison officer here today on Radiothon. And also we have a special guest in the studio.
We've got several guests in the studio.
We do, but on the mic now is Rob Dampier, who's our sunshine glow.
Hello, everybody. Hello, crew. Hello, Joy listeners.
And pushing the buttons for us is the wonderful Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project.
And look, I'm so rapt to be here with a Sunshine Police Officer. It's great out there at Sunshine. Fantastic place.
It is.
Yeah. So good on you. Good patch. And we get a lot of positive words from the gay community out in Sunshine about their engagement with the local police station. So thank you. And thank you to your colleagues.
You're welcome. I'd like to think so.
Yeah. Well done.
Now, Gabby. It's a big day today.
It is.
What's coming up on the show?
Well, we've got a whole bunch of glows either in the studio or via phone later on in this hour. And I thought it would be nice if we all talked about our personal experiences with Joy, learning about Joy, being involved in Joy, and as a police officer or just as a citizen, what Joy means to them.
Ooh, are you suggesting police are citizens?
We can be.
Ooh, that's a bit of a radical sort of concept there, isn't it?
Now, from the community side, because it's such an important vehicle for the police to, you know, to show how they're embracing our community and working with the G, the L, the B, the T and the I and doing great work and working in partnership with organisations like the Anti-Violence Project, Rights Lobby, other groups
Crime
of people.
Crime Stoppers.
Yeah. It's a chance for the listener out there to acknowledge that and try to keep Joy on air by contributing through memberships, by renewing or joining up if you haven't done so the first time. And in fact, we might encourage members of the Victoria Police in their private lives to hop on the phone when they have a tea break today and join up and in their own private capacity. So that keeps us on air and allows the community partnership show such as this to stay on air. Thank you for that.
Now, we're going to go into our first song, I think, which should be Passenger. So join us as a passenger on our joyride today.
I got so cheeky. This is Scott Davis, Gabby Tye, Greg Atkins, the cast of thousands on the Vic Police Community Hour.
You're listening to the Victoria Police Community Hour, and we've also had an SMS in. We've had love from Mick. You're watching my hand wave around the air, because even though I'm on the radio, I still need to talk with my hands. We've got a love from Mick, and he says, hi to Scott, Gab, Rob, and Greg. Thank you. We love you too, Mick.
Thank you, Mick. And Mick's already a Joy member. And we're going to make him sign up for the next 10 years to make sure he gets in the prize draw for the $35,000 Jeep. Good luck, Mick. Now, joining us, of course, all the way from Sunshine Police Station,
we have Rob Dampier. So he's got a personal story about his experiences with Joy. So go ahead, Rob.
Okay, as has been mentioned, I'm the GLOW portfolio holder for Sunshine Uniforms. So anybody out there at Sunshine that has any issues and feels possibly more comfortable talking to a GLOW, I'm only a phone call away.
And that number is?
9313-3333.
Fantastic.
But Rob, you've been aware and involved in Joy from the very beginning.
From the very beginning. I'm dating myself a bit here, but followed the inception of Joy from when they were just on every few months. And my personal connection, which I take very personally, is the fact that I share a birthday with Joy. So the 1st of December every year is World AIDS Day. It's Joy's birthday and it's my birthday.
So are you only 17 years old?
No, we're 18.
18 this year.
Yes.
Are you only 18 years old?
I wish. I think that's heavy sarcasm there, but no.
The moustache is 18 years old, listener.
Actually, the moustache is about 2 weeks old. It comes, it goes. So, having travelled widely around the world, I see other predominantly gay cities, Berlin, Manchester, San Francisco. They have sometimes part-time, full-time gay radio stations, but not that I'm biased, but nothing that rates to Joy, you know, and the galvanising qualities that it brings to our community geographically and diverse-wise. And I think it's just such an asset to Melbourne.
Do they, just interested, do they have a police show that you've noticed on any of those radio stations?
I watch, and I've yet to see anything like it. And yet again, I think we're leading at the forefront of progressive policing and progressive radio.
When I search the net, I find occasional shows, but we've been running for 3 years, maybe a bit
going
longer.
Going up to four,
I'd say. Coming up to 4 years as a show here on Joy, and we really thank Joy for that opportunity for Victoria Police to be able to get our message out to the GLBTI community. But yeah, I think you're right. I think we are sort of very unique around the world.
And speaking to friends around the world, I mentioned Victoria Police involvement in Joy, and everybody is impressed, and rightly so.
I dropped my car off for service this morning, and the guy from the service centre said, well, we'll need to call you if there's anything that we identify. And I said, you can't ring me between 12 and 1 because I'm on the radio. And then he became really excited and was inquiring about the radio station and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it does. You're absolutely right. A lot of people are really impressed that Victoria Police has got this connection to the community through Joy.
And now people can listen not just in Metro Melbourne, because we are a sub-metro radio station in Metro Melbourne, but you can now listen on the web streaming. You can listen on the Android app, new Android app, and on the iPhone app. So there's a mega ways to actually engage with Victoria Police through this show by listening 12 o'clock every Wednesday. Joy celebrates who we are and what is important to us.
And our first Crime Stoppers crime for the day.
Victoria Police are seeking assistance with an assault and robbery which occurred in Reservoir on the 9th of March 2012. A man was assaulted and robbed by two men after he refused demands for his wallet and phone. The victim exited the Route 86 tram at the corner of Plenty Road and Loddon Avenue opposite the Summerhill Shops at about 12:30 a.m. on Friday the 9th of March. The two men allegedly followed the victim off the tram before one of them punched him in the face, dragged him across Plenty Road and stole his iPod and cigarettes. One offender is described as Southern European in appearance, aged in his mid-teens and wearing a black hoodie. The second offender is described as Southern European in appearance, aged in his mid-20s with a medium build, and he was wearing a blue jumper and black tracksuit pants. Police have released images of the two men whom they believe may be able to assist with their inquiries.
And they are wonderful artist images that have been put together by our police artist down in St Kilda Road. So if you head across to crimestoppers.com.au, you can see those images and hopefully help us solve this crime.
And the reference number again is
6197. I had to find it on the page there.
It's been a while, Scott.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You need to search keeping on his toes.
CA6197. Yeah, if you get across to crimestoppers.com.au, in the little search area, type that in and you'll be able to find that crime.
This is one of the important roles that having a radio station like Joy plays in community. It means we can put these Crime Stoppers reports out there. The gay and lesbian, transgender, intersex and bisexual community can actually engage with the news about what's the latest in Crime Stoppers, you know, the missing persons, the wanted people, and you know, we are a diverse community that, you know, we work in areas where these crimes occur. So we'll often feed in information that's valuable, and we wouldn't have that footprint without Joy 94.9 being on air. Now, Rob Dampier is from the Sunshine Police, and his phone number, get your pen, is 9313 3333, and that's the number to call Sunshine Police Station. If you're not there, Rob, you've got some great colleagues at Sunshine that can, you know, step up for you and touch base with you.
All police members are exceptional, but the ones at Sunshine are superb. You don't get to Sunshine unless you've got something extra. So we have a very efficient messaging system. If I'm not there, they'll fire me an email and I can give you a call straight back.
And the reference again on that Crime Stoppers report is
CA6197.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
You're back on the Victoria Police Community Hour, and it's Joy 94.9's 2012 Radiothon. We've also got another special guest in the studio today who's replacing our lovely friend Joe Baird from Crime Stoppers. It's Ben Radisich.
Thank you very much for having me. Big shoes to fill, but happy to be here.
Yeah. She's not listening. We don't need to say anything like that.
She's too busy.
She's on holidays.
Yeah. But you've got a personal story you wanted to tell us about your experiences with Joy.
That's right. I'm not originally from Melbourne. I've been down here for about 2 years now. But when I first moved down here, I had a roommate who introduced me to Joy FM. He used it to build up some publicity, or he had a gay hockey men's hockey team, and he came in here, had a chat on the radio, and build up his membership for his hockey team. So,
how fantastic is that? It's really good. So, how did you first meet him?
Just luck of the draw, really. I applied for a place to live when I first moved down here. Met him and another housemate, and went from there.
And from that story, you'd never believe that you'd be sitting here in the studios of Joy 94.9 broadcasting to
community. 2 years later, and here I am.
Employed by Crime Stoppers, promoting Crime Stoppers, and trying to get the community involved in preventing and helping us solve crime.
We've spoken about what Joy means to Victoria Police, but for you as a member or a part of Crime Stoppers, what does working with Joy mean for Crime Stoppers?
Well, Crime Stoppers, first and foremost, is about catching criminals that have committed crimes, hence the name. But we're also about community engagement, and Joy FM gives us the ability to engage with the GLBTI community in a way that we, along with the GLOWs that are at the stations, without them, that job would be a lot harder than it is.
And that's how this show came about a number of years ago, where Jo Baird got her job at Crime Stoppers, her original job a few years ago, and realised that she was part of the community engagement team, and realised that the GLBTI community was a community that Crime Stoppers wasn't reaching, or they needed to do a bit more work, and that's how this show originated.
Yeah, and look, I know that Crime Stoppers does a whole range of different community organisations, whether it be ethnic community, just mainstream local communities, and certainly through here at Joy, getting out to GLBTI communities. And so Crime Stoppers do a lot of great work, and we would encourage you to support them by getting across to crimestoppers.com.au and having a look at all of those crimes that you could help us solve over there.
And remember, if you know something,
say something.
That's right.
Now, a bit of a message as well is coming from Dalesford. We've got a report from a listener out of Dalesford that there's a tree across the road, and the Dalesford police are actually running out there to help and assist with traffic control around this tree across the road. We happened to call Senior Constable Mina Martin from Dalesford Police Station, and she does apologise. She was going to be on the phone with us during the show, but she's in the car going out to fix that tree across the road in Dalesford.
And she's so strong, she could just pick it up herself, I think.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I hope she told us which road so we can all avoid it.
No, she was too busy. Now, we know that you guys get exemption to actually use your mobile phones in a police car, and that's for special circumstances. We didn't want to extend that to actually presenting here, encouraging people to join up for Joy. We thought that would be rather inappropriate. So good on you, Mina, for going and doing your job. We'll speak to you another time.
Now, how dare she do her job?
I have one more question. I have another question for Ben, and it's about the family of that exists when you work for an organisation like Crime Stoppers. It's a lot of people taking calls, interacting, doing data analysis. What's it like being part of that and as a newer member of the Crime Stoppers family in your office, in your organisation? What's it like to be part of that?
It's a very exciting place to be working. I've been in the position for about 3 months now, and coming from my role as a radio journalist into this position, it's been big change, but it's very much a community feel in the office. We have quite a small team, but everyone works very hard to get our messages out there.
Excellent. And radio journalist yourself?
Yes, that's what I've been doing before joining Crime Stoppers. Yes.
So, what's it like? Do you being in a radio station and back on, near a microphone? Do you get your adrenaline pumping? Do you you're longing to be on mic for the rest of the afternoon, or what?
This is usually I'm only on air for about 5 minutes, so it might be a bit usual. Just reading a news, got a script. This is all unscripted, so it's a bit new to me. But I think the nerves are going okay.
Now, Ben, one of the advantages of being a member here at Joy 94.9 is you get the opportunity to volunteer, and we have a news team of some 25 people headed by Tim Lennox, fabulous newsreaders like Matthew that presents before my show Detours on Saturdays at 12 noon. If you haven't listened, you should next Saturday. And a great team. We always want volunteers, Ben. That's advantage. If you choose to become a member at some point, you can be a volunteer at Joy, and you could even explore your radio options.
I feel like I've dubbed myself in.
And I know you've had a career in radio journalism before, but most of Joy's radio presenters go on to have even more successful careers in radio journalism.
It's good to know.
So how about
Thank you.
But that's one of the things about volunteering, though, Ben, is that volunteers are always on the lookout for other people to assist and volunteer. So I would certainly put that call out. Getting involved in Joy is also really, really important as volunteers. And can we say that thank you to Helen, who's also sent a text in saying that it's a marvellous show. And I mean, she's only human. Why else would she think otherwise? It's a marvellous show. Well done to Joy and well done to Victoria Police. So thank you, Helen.
Thanks, Helen,
for sending us that message.
Now, stay with us. Lots more to come. This is the Vic Police Community Hour. Scott Davis, Electra Wellens is not here. Gabby Tice is here from the Anti-Violence Project. This is Ben Radisish from the Crime Stoppers. We've got a whole heap more on the Vic Police Community Hour.
And you're back on the Victoria Police Community Hour in the middle of Joy's Radiothon. And we've got Ben here with another Crime Stoppers Crime of the Week.
Thank you. This crime is a willful and obscene exposure which happened in Parkville. Crime Stoppers is looking for a man who alleged to have exposed himself to two young males in a public toilet in Elliott Avenue in Parkville. At about 10 a.m. on the 8th of April this year, the two young men entered the public toilets, where it is believed the man was standing with his pants and underwear pulled down to his knees. The man is described as Caucasian, aged in his late 50s, between 180 and 183 centimetres tall, with a medium build, dark hair that is greying and partially balding. He was clean-shaven and was wearing a grey patterned woven top with tight black jeans and dark-coloured shoes. Police have released an image of a man whom they believe may be able to assist them in their inquiries. So call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or you can submit a report confidentially online at www.crimestoppers.com.au, and the reference number for this incident is CA6253.
This is one of those ones that we do ask the gay community to get out there and check out the image. You might, as you're going for a run around the park or in the local area, living in the area in Parkville, you might have actually come across this man or seen him in the environs. It's a chance for you to step up and make sure that he has a bit of a conversation about inappropriate behaviour.
And it's not the clearest of pictures, but if you get onto the website, it might be a little bit clearer, but I think you probably identify him from his clothing, maybe the way he's standing, the way he's got his sunglasses on the top of his head, things like that.
I think this, you know, the beard and that sort of thing as well is sort of a bit significant for people to be able to look at. They'd probably recognise it from that.
And you'd be surprised what people do take in when they go about their day-to-day lives and they check things out. Like yourself, Ben, coming here from Crime Stoppers headquarters, all the way up on the trams to Joy 94.9 City Village. Did you notice anything unusual on the way up here today?
Oh, nothing untoward, but it is an interesting thing that after being in the job for about 3 months, you do kind of check people out, pay a bit more attention to what's going on around you.
So no leads, no... right, come on, quick.
If you're anything like Greg, you will solve
new person,
these crimes.
New staffer.
Yeah, Greg's got an average of about one crime per month that he helps us solve.
You've got to just be attuned to what's happening around you. And I know you guys are at Crime Stoppers because people feed all that data information to you. What's the reference number again for that crime, please,
this
Ben?
One is 6253.
And remember, if you see something...
Say something.
That's it.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
And you are listening to the Victoria Police Community Hour here on Joy 94.9.
And joining us is Gerard DeLeon. He's no stranger to the Victoria Police Community Hour.
G'day. Glad to be back again.
Well, you are no stranger. I remember actually seeing you go through your glow course.
That's it. That was just a year ago.
That was a year ago. And we were all part of, came in, you brought us in, Scott and Gabby, and you made us part of this training course that you ran for glows, prospective glows.
We made you, that's right.
At Victorian
We drove Council. Around scooping in gay people into the police car and they forced them into the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health
Didn't
Centre.
Take the cuffs off until we were in that big meeting room.
That's okay. Right.
You know, but they wanted to be there.
It was good fun. And it was good fun. There were about 25 of you in the room.
There was about 25 of us, that's correct.
Yeah. And what's it like actually being this side of that day and you have been glow for almost a year? What's it like for you?
Yeah, it's been great. It's like doing the course itself. There's a lot of eye openers. I thought I know everything, but unfortunately, I don't. I know. There's still plenty of things to learn. And doing the course is open, especially with the legislations and what to look for and all the different organizations that we need to liaise with in the GLBTIQ community. It's just awesome.
And I remember when I started this job and then I first met you, you desperately wanted to be a GLOW. Every time you saw me, you were, Gabby, I want to be a GLOW.
Desperately.
What can I do?
That was still when I was at Melbourne West, so all I did was just volunteer for any jobs relating to GLBTIQ crimes.
Now, as a GLOW, we've had three really strong, almost strongly performing chief commissioners of police that have been your boss. We've now, to, I think, Ken Lay, who's most extraordinary. He's shifted that relationship with our community to the next level. He's been a great leader of Victoria Police. What's it like for you to have Ken Lay as your leader and have him, see him engage quite often with Joy 94.9? He's actually been on this show. What's it like for you seeing your boss in this role?
I think it's pretty good when our chief commissioner participates in these sort of activities, especially at the March parade. He was there, and he sent his apologies because he wasn't able to participate due to other commitments.
He actually rocked up in the morning before the march.
He did.
To see everyone, talk to everyone, and then bolted off to the memorial for the bushfires.
The Black Saturday bushfires.
Yeah. So good on him for doing that. You know, other people wouldn't have done that. But it is a bit of leadership being shown.
It is leadership. It's being a good example to the rest of the member of the police force to be able to say and do things that the other GLOW officers participate in.
The thing that I really like about Ken Lay is that he is such a person's person, and I think it came through on the interview that he did here a couple of weeks ago for Idaho, and one of the listeners texted in saying how honest and open he seemed to be. He's that real people's people. So I think you've hit the nail right on the head there, Jared.
And over the years, we've introduced the previous three chief commissioners to Joy 94.9. So they may not have known about this station, but then they all three of them, Ken Lay, Simon Overland and Christine Nixon, have been actively involved in Joy 94.9, coming on to different shows and talking about Victoria Police and the community.
We can't have Ken Lay come and join us. We can't have Rob Dampier. We can't have Ben from Crime Stoppers. We can't have Gerard, also from the GLOWs. We can't have them come and join us and communicate and be part of our community.
It's such a wonderful station. How many radio stations in the world have a full gay and lesbian radio station on air?
There's
24 hours a day.
Three in the world and one in the southern hemisphere, and you, guess what, you're listening to it right now. Now, Gerard, your role is a GLOW. Where do you think it's going to grow and go as a GLOW?
Great question, Greg.
I'm saying that quickly, three times.
Well, hopefully we'll become more popular and be more accepted, not only in the gay community, but also in the mainstream community. Develop a better relationship with GLBTIQ community as well. And hopefully, it's kind of a rose-colored glass kind of look, but hopefully no one will be afraid of police going to the police anymore to report crimes.
Bit of music, and this is the Vic Police Community Hour with Scott Davis, Gabby Tyre, Greg Atkins and Gerard De Leon.
Become a member today. Call 1300-JOY-949.
You're listening to the Victoria Police GLOW Show here on Joy 94.9, and we just had a wonderful text message in from Andrew of Noble Park, and Andrew says that he's just met Senior Constable Mirandos. Now, that's Mel Mirandos, mm-hmm. is one of our gay and lesbian liaison officers. He says, Mel is my local gay and lesbian liaison officer. She came to my house to meet me, and I feel so happy to know I have support in the community. We listened to the show for a while. She's going to help me make contact with the community. Thank you so much. And that's Andrew from Noble Park. And you know what? I think that text message really sums up what Joy does.
Exactly.
It enables GLBTI people to get connected with a community that's out there to support them, whether that community is through Victoria Police, whether it's through Crime Stoppers, whether it's through the Anti-Violence Project, or whether it's a whole range of other GLBTI community organisations that you are exposed to by listening to Joy. So I think it's really important. I'm a member. I would encourage others to be a member.
I want to say hello to Crimes Desk GLOW Alex Watson, who's on the Crimes Desk. And she does a great job. Thank you for listening in, and thank you for supporting
Alex,
this show.
Alex has just got a new job, actually. She'll be starting up at one of the traffic highway patrol units.
She will. Hopefully she'll be able to keep on doing her glow role.
I'm sure she will. She's been a glow almost from the day she joined Victoria.
Now, remember, each and every membership and donation helps keep Joy on air for another year. So thanks to everyone who's joined the Joy Ride and renewed or become a member so far. In your membership pack, you get that little Joy sticker, and it's on the back of your car. You make sure you don't go over the speed limit, or Alex Watson's going to be saying, Joy members don't speed. What are you doing speeding? Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because one of our other regulars on the show, Electra Wellens, had cause to pull a car over recently that went through a red light. And sometimes when we pull people over, they're not really appreciative of the fact that we've pulled them over and point out the fact that they have run through a red light. And this person was a little bit aggressive to Electra to say, to put it politely. And she ended up leaving him with one of her business cards, which says that she's a gay and lesbian liaison officer. And she, before she even got back to work, she had an email from the gentleman who was apologising for his behaviour and acknowledging how important, as a member of the gay community himself, gay and lesbian liaison officers are. So it's amazing who you will see pulling you over out there if you are speeding or even not speeding.
Now stay with us. You're on the Vic Police Community Hour. Scott Davis, Gabby Tyke, Ben's in the hot seat. We'll speak to him again in a moment. I'm Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project. We've got now Ben from Crime Stoppers. We've had Ben, in fact, all afternoon from Crime Stoppers, joining the good folk from The Glows. And Ben, we're going to do another Crime Stoppers.
That's right. We're targeting this week two men that are wanted on warrants. The first is 43-year-old Ian Roy Burr. It's alleged Burr was involved in a number of sexual offences in the Redcliffs area back in July 2007. He was charged but failed to appear in court, and a warrant for his arrest has now been issued. We're also looking for Raymond Thomas McGowan, who's also goes by the name of Raymond William Ferrant. He's 39 years old, and it's alleged McGowan was involved in a rape in the Morwell area in June 2003. Again, he was arrested and charged but failed to appear in court. So if you know the whereabouts of Ian Roy Burr or Raymond Thomas McGowan, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000, and you can have a look at their images at www.crimestoppers.com.au.
Now, the images are usually pretty spot on, aren't they, when they're an image that's been developed by the police photographic process?
Mm.
How do they do that? Scott, have you been through that process?
They're called digital cameras, and we plug it into the computer and we download it off the camera.
Do you know what? That's why I love working with this man.
Yeah, there's nothing too special about those cameras.
And you have to join Joy. We need a new ejector seat for the Scott's seat here in the Glow studio. Very important.
You asked. I wasn't going to lie. I wasn't going to say it's some sort of special secret sleuth way of developing film.
See, you know, that's why we've got to have, we've got to encourage members of all particular persuasions, including the police.
Including the straight police who are on Joy.
No, seriously, you wouldn't be able to listen to this hour. Every week we have a serious show. This week it's a bit frivolous, but it's still important around joining Joy 949. Join 94.9. 1300 Joy 94.9. Ben, has it been fun for you today being part of the Glow Show?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you all later in the month when I fill in for Joy Baird again.
Excellent.
And Joy is a lifeline for a lot of people. I think when I first learnt about it, I was really searching for trying to connect with the community, and Joy did that for me once I discovered it. And I think it does that for a lot of people.
So what are you going to do about encouraging each one of us here today? Gerard, who's on here, Rob, who's on here from Sunshine Police Station, Ben, Gabby, Scott, everyone out there listening, what are we going to do about encouraging members to join up?
And Mina and Nikki and Alex, who couldn't be with us even though we tried very hard.
We want to pledge. Get out there and tell your friends and family and your networks about the value of joining up Joy and keeping this radio station on air.
I'm a member.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. And we'll see you next week on the Vic Police Community Hour. And we want to thank you for being part of the Vic Police Community Hour. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks, Gab.
Loving the Joyride.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.